Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother James, DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I've got an interesting topic for you. They're all interesting. This one's kind of a little bit odd, out of the normal. Shorts for Christian men. Shorts for Christian men. Yeah, I was asked about this by a very, very dear young man. And I wanted to post an audio on it, a teaching, because it comes up from time to time, and I realized I didn't have a teaching audio on it. Are shorts proper or sinful for believing godly men? All right, so note, this is for born-again saints with new hearts transformed from the inside out. Then your life is beginning to be transformed, how you talk, act, dress, how you live. This isn't for people that are just seekers, all right? So we're talking about born-again saints here. Go to DontPerish.com, look up the gospel, see and test yourself if you truly are born again. Now, as a disclaimer, I don't think I've ever said that shorts are directly sinful, but I want to go on record as saying I don't like them, I don't recommend them, and I think they border on unbiblical, and here's why. All right, let's talk about this. So first, when it comes to ladies wearing shorts, per 1 Timothy 2:9, we know women are to wear long, flowing, unadorned dresses, not pants or shorts. So for ladies, it's totally out of the question and would be sinful. Now, for godly men, we're commanded to wear a tunic-like garment that goes back to Genesis 3:21, when God killed an animal, the first shedding of blood, archetype of Jesus to come. And also God gave us breeches. We're going to talk about that. He gave men breeches. So, long, loose shorts could meet what is biblical if we cover some issues with them. Let's go over these issues. All right, so shorts are a problem if they're tight and if they are short shorts, right? Because they don't hide your form and they show nakedness. Now, I'm going to prove to you nakedness is a man showing his thigh. That would be anywhere from the knee up would be considered nakedness. I'm going to prove that to you. Now, if shorts are really baggy and they're long, well, that could be more appropriate. But you know what? When you sit down, when men cross their legs, like when they do a leg cross with your like ankle on other knee, guess what happens? Those baggy shorts fall down, right? And you can see that thigh area I'm talking about. Also, I've seen men sit just on a chair with their legs down, and you walk up on them, and if their shorts are baggy, you can look right up their pant leg if you happen to be looking in the wrong area. Not a good thing. This is one of the reasons I don't like shorts. I think they expose you to nakedness when you sit down, and so that's why I don't recommend it. Now, why did I say it's nakedness to show your knee up to your thigh? Exodus 28:42. We see this from God's word. And thou shalt make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. So God looked at a man showing off his thigh as nakedness. I think that still applies to today. And so godly men had what's called breeches. I think that's where we get the word breeches from. And these were underneath a tunic or a robe-like garment that went over them, okay? And it was to cover up the upper leg. The priests used to walk up the steps of the temple and with a tunic on with nothing underneath. If their tunic flew up, guess what happens? They're totally exposed. Nakedness. Their thigh was showing and maybe other things. And so God said, put on these breeches as an undergarment underneath to cover up their privates, cover up their upper leg. All right? And that was for priests in the Levitical priesthood. And you'll say, well, that was in the Old Testament, right? Well, Peter tells us, 1 Peter 2:5, ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So, we're priests today. We know God sees nakedness as a man's thigh uncovered. So, based on that, I teach and prefer that men would wear, and I wear, nothing but long pants, as that way, you never give an occasion for you to be uncovered and show any form of nakedness. Now, I want to be clear, if a man wore baggy shorts past his knee and a long untucked shirt and he never sat down and never exposed his legs, yeah, that could work. I'm not going to separate from somebody like that. Of course not. But you know what? How often does sitting happen? A lot, okay? So that's the problem. Sitting happens quite often. If you went outside to cut your grass and it was 110 out, and you said, wow, it's so hot, I'm just going to wear these shorts, they're long, they're baggy, they cover me up, I'm not sitting down, not a problem. But that's not everyday life, is it? That's not what we're talking about here. And so we have to be very careful when it comes to shorts. Now, if you didn't know, those breeches I talked about from the book of Exodus, God actually gave them to men. Later, those became pants in our culture. The breeches actually extended and became full pants. Also, underwear under the pants. So this is how modern dress has developed. But God wanted a breech underneath, breeches covering up the thigh, a tunic or a robe over that. So the men wear pants, ladies wear dresses. They don't wear pants. That makes a distinction of the sexes, right? So my answer from Scripture is this. If you wear shorts, I don't necessarily think you're in sin per se, but it could expose your nakedness, your thigh, in some situations. So I would advise you men, be very careful. I find it is far less than desirable. I myself recommend that men wear loose, baggy pants with a long, loose, untucked shirt, unadorned shirt. This gives you full and complete coverage. Why? Well, we're supposed to be blameless, right? We'll get to a scripture about that. And so I like to teach men, and I like to example, to post the example, to be blameless. And I need to note this. We don't know how long the tunics and the robes were back then. We don't have a measuring tape from God's word. They could have gone past the calf. We don't know. Who knows? I don't really care. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cover up my body. Okay? And pants aren't any hotter than a pair of long shorts way past your knees. So I don't think it's a very big problem. What a sacrifice to make for the Savior who shed his blood for us and made a way for eternal life. Yeah. If we can't wear shorts, if we can't wear biblical clothing, I think we got a real problem. And I like to teach people this all the time. We should always fall on God's side of holiness, not on the side of flesh or comfort. 1 Peter 1:15, be holy in all your conduct. That's how we should be carrying ourselves, right? Amen. And I talked about being blameless. 2 Peter 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that you may be found in him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Yeah, we need to be blameless, men. And the examples for those around us. So I hope that covers shorts for godly men for you. Not saying they are definitely sinful, but I think they have issues to be aware of. Sitting down, showing your nakedness. I don't think it's the best example for us godly men. And so ponder that, consider that. Go to our teaching blog. Many, many articles on dress for men, dress for women from don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Hundreds of articles on many, many topics to help you in the faith. Why? We love God. We love our neighbor. We love the brethren. It's all there for you for free. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Traveling full time. Preaching the gospel in the streets. Getting ready to go to some events this weekend. Discipling people all over the world because God gives us the ability to do it. We don't deserve it. But we're striving to be blameless. And you know what? God is worthy of it all. What a worthy Savior we have. What a glorious gospel we have to tell. Yeah, he covers us. So we should cover ourselves. Hey, I'm going to leave it right there. Let me know I can help you in the faith. We love you all. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.